Yes, the winds have changed. They flow slowly, but they flow and they start today. We've got big news. We've got big news. Firstly, Sean Ormerod, hello to you.
How are we? The winds have gone east this week, I believe. They've taken someone east.
Well, Joel has made the biggest mistake you can make in our business. You go on holidays during the season. Not for a month.
It's 3 weeks.
You must have a 3-year contract.
It's 3 weeks.
Have the security. So in his place, the very capable, the very funny Hammy Goodman. Hello.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me. We're just testing the squad depth today, mid-season.
Oh, this is the winds of change really are happening.
The knives are sharpening.
do we know where he's gone at all?
Yeah, I've got some mail. Yeah.
Where? My mail is that he's doing a Bradman best, getting a bit of. An ink. A bit of a sleeve and
shin tap.
He's over in Bali for a while, so.
Do you think he's helping someone build a house like the Bradman Best story?
That certainly wasn't covered in my mail.
No, I don't.
We'll wait and see.
Now, I think, firstly, on the winds of change,
yep.
Joel says he's back next week.
You better be.
Jamie Soward was back next week. All right, we don't know. And also, I've noticed. Sugar's bingo this week is Sean the Trader's bingo. Go to the app, Sean the Trader's bingo. It's not Sean's selections. It's not like he picked the 8 try scorers the
actually
way bingo
did nothing,
used to be.
Did nothing.
It's numbers 1 to 13.
Yeah.
But they're branded as Sean the Trader's.
And I tell
you what.
Are
you noticing what's happening here?
Are you noticing the turn? If it wins this week, look out. It might be back for good.
He'll never give that back. Now, Hammy, the last time you appeared on this show, because this is, I don't like talking about people behind their back and then the same to their face. So yep. I think we had fun at your expense.
Yes.
Because of a picture which I think needs exploration.
At a very emotional time in my life, yes.
Do you know Shane Warne personally?
Not personally, no. There's a photo there.
You took a photo, right. Well, everyone was brucing. This is a term.
Yeah.
Yes.
You or Joel that came up with it, Sean. It's a very good term.
Yeah, it's a good term.
Right. And it just seemed a little staged. Hammy at the MCG looking up. It's the fact that it was shot at distance.
Yep.
How can you say with a straight face, Hammy,
yep,
that you did not have someone from distance stage that photo?
Permission to speak, Your Honour.
Yes.
I grew up as a pugnacious leg spinner myself. So Warnie was a big idol of mine. Mm. I wandered down on the day and there was a stack of print media photographers. I went alone and I got taking a photo from a distance. And then the next day in the paper, they had a big spread of all the people who'd gone down to, you know, be near the statue. And I was there, bang, it was a great picture. And I hit the...
Hang on, you're a Herald Sun celebrity.
I was in there, I was papped.
And not guilty.
And I found the photographer. I said, can I have that? Great photo. And then I went ahead.
Well, there you go. No, release without charge.
So that's
legit. Does that disappoint you?
That's a
that
very
was
good
such
story.
A heartfelt good yeah. story.
Well, I wouldn't say heartfelt, but it is a good story.
Heartfelt.
It is a good story. But are you that big a celebrity down in Melbourne that you are Herald Sun pap worthy?
Not papped. There was just anyone who was down there on the day.
Oh, okay.
They'd taken a photo of a stack of people.
You should have seen the fanfare at Magic Round, though.
For Hammy.
Jackson Street. Couldn't walk 10 metres. Couldn't go to the bar to get a drink. I had to go to the bar to get his beers.
Is that right?
I was only acting as security for Sean the Trader because... In the car park there, his own 10-minute show was up on the screens.
Oh, that was one of the great stitch-ups.
It was. They mobbed him. I was just trying to keep him
at
arms. Is
he potting blokes? He loves potting blokes, doesn't he, on that 10-minute show. I've told him, don't do it.
No one's safe.
No one's safe. Bona fides with the picture, you are released. Rugby league bona fides. So you're going to be part of a rugby league podcast.
Yep.
I've referred to you as the Melbourne man.
Yep.
Are you indeed an AFL plant? Are you a Trojan horse for the AFL?
I look the part. You could be excused for thinking I'm, you know, Melbourne born and bred. I grew up in Canberra though, so I'm a salt of the earth kind of. I'm a big rugby league enthusiast.
Okay.
West Tigers member for about 20 years.
What's the ROI been on that one?
We had one good year.
Yeah, okay. 20 years. No, 20 years.
No, that's legit.
One good year. But no, I'm looking. I've actually been really looking forward since I've moved up here this year to get a crack. So thanks for having me.
Well, welcome aboard,
Hammy.
Thank
you very much.
Joel, it's been lovely working with you. Let's get into our main topic of the day. Anthony Griffin, first coach to be sacked. Look, I don't think we need to go into the nuts and bolts. There's plenty of other shows for that. Here's what I want to know. Sean, firstly, it's a misnomer, isn't it, that the Dragons are going to win next week because they've sacked the coach. They might win, but the idea of caretaker coach wins first up is a myth.
It's actually one of the great myths, and I reckon we've touched on it on this show a few years ago. I can't remember who the last coach was to get sacked, but it is. I don't have the stats in front of me, but even cross code, you go AFL and NRL, it's one of the great myths that they get up, you know, that week to try and impress their new coach. So then we put that to bed. But the real story here, enough's been said about who the coach is going to be potentially and Hook's on the way out, whatnot. How do they actually respond this week with all the chatties? And Ben Hunt was on record, can't remember when it was, but got asked a question, if Anthony Griffin was to move on, do you reconsider your future at the Dragons? And he flat out said, yes, yeah, I would have to. So fascinating. That's the most fascinating part of the whole scenario.
Isn't he hammy being honest, Ben Hunt? He's saying, look, he said a few months ago, or a couple of weeks ago, well, if there's going to be a rebuild, I probably don't need to be part of it because I haven't got enough time left. I actually thought Ben Hunt was being at least truthful with, he was being supportive of Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think he's got a point.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're taking to the Tigers. I don't exactly think we're in a premiership window at the moment as well. Where does he go, though, I suppose, is the next thing. Bit of interest from the Dogs, obviously. You're a Dogs man.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you a Newtown man?
Oh, no, I'm Bulldogs. Bulldogs through and through. Bulldogs through and through.
The one thing they need.
He's just going to be too expensive, though, isn't he? For the Bulldogs. Surely the Bulldogs don't have cap space.
They would need the Dragons to supplement it, and I don't think the Dragons really want to, in the sense that I don't think it's in their interest to say we'll pay 400,000 of the 1.2.
No,
that's is that the what only do. Well, it's, I'm guessing. That was the figure mooted a few years ago when he signed his 5-year deal. Mm. Ryan Carr takes over for the rest of the season. We don't know who Ryan Carr is, and that's not being disrespectful. But
he's got quite a resume.
He's got a back catalogue.
Yeah, I can't remember who actually discussed it, but he's only 34. Don't think he ever played first grade rugby league, but has been over the UK for a couple of years, coached in the second division over there, I believe. He's come back, New South Wales Cup. So he's been around the trap. So not the most traditional apprenticeship, but gets his crack here. It's actually good to see a relative, and no names, it sounds a bit negative, but he is, and it's good to see someone like that actually get a crack.
Any drama with the way it was done with Griffin? Oh, it was done pretty well.
Probably wouldn't have set up the players' press conference half an hour before the announcement. And I also probably
you've got to do it before. You can't do it after because then they've got to ask questions.
Well, I think you just cancel it, don't you?
No, but they don't want to give up the fine money. You get fined by the NRL if you don't turn up with a certain amount of players.
And I probably would have had a relook at the schedule. Now, this is all pre-planned, but there was a fan forum done last, or whenever it happened, the same night. So timing, probably not there.
Forums don't matter, Sean. They don't matter. Now,
sorry, Jack.
That's just a box-ticking exercise from a club to say, oh, we listen to the fans.
I thought you were doing a Jack Bird impersonation there. Just
fans
on,
matter. Fan
fans.
Forums. Have you been?
I've never been
on forums.
I've never been to a fan forum, and I will not go.
So when Triple M started calling permanent football in 2013, right? I thought, I wonder if it's because making any noise. Because at that point, no one knew who we were, really. We did the Monday night games.
Mm.
I started looking at forums. Hammy, it's a sick world.
Yeah.
These people, you'd see these threads and they'd go in all these directions and they're hateful people.
Yeah.
And there'd be six people on this one thread that would have 12,600 messages.
Yep.
Are you one that spends time on forums, Hammy?
No. Again, probably look like a bloke who does spend a bit of time on forums, but no. And I think the Tigers, we punch above our weight when it comes to online forums. There's a lot of them out there. I don't think I need to add to that kind of noise, but they're never generally positive corners of the internet, are they?
There's Twitter, which sits about here, and that's a cesspit in itself.
Yep.
And then there's fan forums.
Way
below. Yeah.
Is it Reddit? Is that the one where
Reddit's
people
probably the most well-known one, yeah.
What a world.
Awful joint.
What a world. And if you are part of a forum discussion and you also listen to Get Them On Side, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry. This would be the highlight of your week. Let's get to some games. Match of the round, as judged by Gibbo. I think Gibbo's right here, but I'm not sure it is the best match of the round, just simply because Adam Reynolds is not playing. It's Brisbane versus Penrith. This is at Suncorp, another great Thursday night matchup. $3.10, the Broncos, $1.37, the Panthers. The line is a meaty, 8.5. No Adam Reynolds. Their record without him is actually pretty good, the Broncos. I think they're 3-1 without him. Mm. They're back home because Brisbane, of course, 1 week in a row away from home was enough. But Penrith, all of a sudden, Sean O, are starting to look like the Penrith of old.
Yeah, well, they wiped the floor with the Roosters last week, didn't they? I don't think anyone really saw that one coming. But, I mean, clearly the talking point is no Adam Reynolds, how they can go without him. They did score. They managed to score 2 tries without him on the field last week. And I thought Melbourne Storm probably had a few calls go against him last week in that game. But I thought, all in all, considering that he was off the field and I think they had 1 or 2 men put to the bin as well, think they weren't completely out of that game, the Broncos, and we're sort of still in it right to the death. So not massively concerned. The home advantage is obviously huge. As you say, 8.5, very meaty. I'm not sure I can get it to 8.5 for this one. So
really?
Yeah, I'll be leaning the way of the Panthers at the line.
Oh, okay.
I'm leaning the way of the Broncos at the line.
Is that right? Yeah. All right. Jock Madden, Ezra Mann, first time together, Hammy. Madden played a couple of weeks ago, but he was with Reynolds. So obviously this is different. Someone's got to take the lead here. Yep. Mann says it'll be him. What do you reckon?
Another Tigers expat, Jock Madden, taking the reins up at the Broncos. I actually think the Panthers will wipe the floor with the Broncos in this game, based on what I saw last week. Mm. Went to town on the Roosters. The Broncos, a bit of a wobble. No Reynolds as well is a big one. When I had a look at the line, it was 6.5. I was happy with that. 8.5 is a bit of a worry.
Yeah.
But I'm still even happy to take Panthers at the line in this one. I reckon Origin selection, few blokes want to put their hand up.
The Roosters, they're such a tough form line now, the Roosters, because they are going so bad.
Yeah. 48-4.
Yeah, I know. That's a statement.
I think Brisbane have got unlucky here. This is the, of every week that's remaining in the comp, so 15 weeks, 16 weeks remaining, this is the worst week to get Penrith. Because then we hit Origin, right? So they're not the same for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and I'm not sure they're going to be the same coming out, because I think 3 or 4 years at the top is going to really start to take its toll. But this is where they're at there, Pete Penrith. I'm with you, Hammy.
Yep.
I'm calling this game, so I hope it is close, but I think Penrith could do a real number. I just don't see Brisbane scoring points.
Yeah, that's the issue.
I just don't see Brisbane scoring points. And and with that in mind, here we go, our first Flair.
Great segue for the Ricardo Flair. Woo! I'm bringing it back this week just because Hammy's here. I'm leaning the way of Broncos with the line, but the Panthers' defence this year, 12.1 points per game they're conceding on average. That is absolutely elite. Last year it was a tick under 14, and that at that time was absolutely elite. With Adam Reynolds out, Broncos, where do they get their points from? Exactly, total points zero at $15 is my Ricardo of the Flair.
Wow,
variety.
I like it. I've forgotten to do a segment, ladies and gentlemen. This is professionalism at its finest, because we're learning about Hammy Goodman.
Sorry.
No, totally my fault. A professional would have known we always start the show with so right, so wrong. So without any further ado, here we go. Thank you, everyone in Melbourne, for persevering with me and waiting for me to pull the trigger. What reminded me of that was his flair. Because Sean had a very good week last week, isn't that right? And we start with the Melbourne-Brisbane game last Thursday.
I'm just not fully sold on the Broncos' form line.
I don't remember the last time the Melbourne Storm had Tui Kamakamipa, Christian Welsh and Nelson Asofa Solomona back at Amy Park. I'm very, very keen and agree with most of Sean's comments.
All right, so not nice, simple one. No heavy favourite, so that's a little primer. Then we got Fair Dinkum. Sunday afternoon, I'm calling this on radio, and I just had 60 points in my mind. Can the Gold Coast and Newcastle get 60 points? Could they? What?
Only 45.5. If there's no weather, you want to be on the overs there. Titans were favourites. Knights have been backed. I think Newcastle should be favourites here. I know they were appalling.
I'm with you, Sean. I think we're going to get the best of Newcastle, whatever that is. Sunday arvo. I'm with you also. Points, points, points. Well, that's a lot. Thank you for the credit.
Points, points, points.
But that we've left out the best part. $7 for your flair.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a magnificent bet. And I've got to be honest with you, you've done it with about 10 minutes to spare.
And it started a little bit slow, that game as well.
It sure did.
It wasn't looking like it was going to turn out to be a 72-point game, but there you go. If there's ever a team you can really get around points, and I'm going to be doing the same this week in the Titans game, it certainly is the Gold Coast Titans, because they can just leak for fun.
Yes, they can, which we'll get to them in a second. Do you have a favourite Flair type of bet, Hammy? That you know, when you, is it same game multi? Is it first try score? What is your go-to when you want to throw $20 away?
I'll give you one of each today. I'm generally a same gamer. I like to just hunt for a bit of value, get it up into the double figures, and sort of go from there. I'm doing a bit of controlled Flair today when we get to me, just to start off, and then we'll go big a little bit later.
Matt on ball.
Yeah. I'd see exactly what he's doing. Get his bona fide.
Smart. Smart strategy.
Well, I tell you what. I was joking, Joel, at the start. I'm not joking anymore. But he did get one right, Joel. Well, did he get this right? He certainly pointed it out about the Titans and their proclivity to score a certain amount of points.
Mm.
Yeah, look, it's not my Flair. But if I can add one to this, we had a caller ring up and he said...
Get this ready for so right, so wrong.
We had this caller ring up during the week and he said, boys, what price is the Gold Coast to score 26 points? I said, why is that? They said,
I remember this.
He goes, it's happened 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
It's happened 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah,
26, so it's $14 to happen for a fifth week in a row.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know what the price of that all up is?
Oh, don't do the Winks argument. Mm. If you backed Winks 30 times in a row, no, you would have won $6 million.
No, not the actual sort of to win part of it, but to give people an idea of how unlikely it is, it's about a million to one chance. Weeks in a row to land on the same score, about give or take a million to one. Give or take a couple hundred thousand.
Okay. What are the Titans? Imagine, though, if you bet four legs of it and you bet into it. Imagine you're with someone and you tell them, oh, we'll go again. We can get
you can't by that third or fourth leg, you can't be chipping up.
Gold Coast, okay. Gold Coast exact points. What is it, 26? $14 again.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, congratulations, sports. I mean, the odds, I think, are getting further away. They're going to score 26 again, but because it just can't keep happening. But $14 there. Did he have that as his flair? I don't think he
did. No, he did.
He just pointed it out.
He pointed it out. So we're not going to fully claim it as a flair.
No.
But he did point it out.
All right. That was that. So right, so wrong. We go to South Sydney and Parramatta at Allianz. My God, they're letting South play at Allianz. I can't believe it. Their one and only home game. South fans, you've got to turn out to this. If you want that place to be your home, you're going to have to get high 20s, I reckon, for this game. $1.37, $3.10. Same line, well, same odds, actually, as the first game that we did with 8.5 the line. Parramatta, Hammy, has an unbelievably strong record over Parramatta, 6 in a row. I think the closest margin is 14. For whatever reason, South don't just beat Parramatta, they beat them up.
I think more of the same in this one. Bunnies 13 plus for me. Best team in the comp at the moment. Sadly gave my boys the Tigers a bath on the weekend. I think the Tigers are going better than the Eels at the moment. Nearly knocked them over on Easter Monday.
Don't mind it.
So I reckon they do a number on them. 13 plus again for the Bunnies.
Yeah, they find a way to cover, don't they, South? Like last week, we're seeing some vision now of late in that game. The West were in that for 70 minutes. The line was 16.5, and somehow they just find a way to get over it. So they're one of those teams. Did it to the Bulldogs in one of Latrell's 200th, I think it might have been. Lapped them by 50. They just don't put the cue in the rack. So you can do it with some confidence with South, and I agree, this line isn't big enough. Fascinating to see what the crowd is out there at Allianz. You're the doyen of crowd predictions. What are you putting up?
Well, Parramatta fans, I don't think, will travel because their team's battling. It's a Friday night. Probably get 24, 25. If it was at Core, I'd say 20, 21.
Yeah, okay.
Because the weather's starting to turn in Sydney.
It is starting to
get a little bit chilly.
Mm.
But there is still fascination. There is still novelty factor with the stadium, which I gather goes for another... till the end of this season, and people will just go because they want to see this stadium. South, I'm with you, boys. I think they're going to absolutely towel them up. The reason South are so accountable in defence, in that they are the second best defensive team in the comp, and while Mitchell Moses is back for Parramatta, no Sean Lane. So huge Bryce out. Cartwright goes into the centres. I've looked at Woodamoo Gregg's numbers. He's giving nice contributions in the front row, but he's not Regan Campbell-Gillard. Mm. Totola and Selle are the most underrated front rowers in the game. Jai Arrow coming off the bench. Liam Knight's been good off the bench. No, I think South Sydney and by a mile.
It's their Paris right edge as well, and Sugar's found this a few times this year. He's been harping on about it for a while, but it's so true. Their right edge defence, I think they've leaked 21 tries down that edge, only 12 on the other side. So, and the Bunnies, their attack on both sides of the field is, they're so even across the park. They've got Graham on the right, AJ on the other side can score tries for fun. So far too many points.
The last six games, 26-0, 30-12. That was in 2022. Parramatta's a grand final team, and South thumped them the year before, 40-12, 38-20. The year before, 38-24, 38-0. South 13 plus for me too. I thought I had the flair for this game, but I do not. So Hammy gets a crack at it.
Not going to go nuts here. It's a controlled flair, so a mini woo just to get off the mark. Same game multi, Campbell Graham and Latrell Mitchell. Anytime try scores. Last week, the Eels conceded tries to Seb Chris and Matt Tomoko. Mm-hmm. These two are probably going to be the centres for the Blues as well. So just a little punch down a long off, get off the mark.
All right, like nice.
Same gamer.
Very nice. Yep. Latrell scored that try at the end of last week. Dolphins versus Melbourne Storm. I would have had this as the number two game of the week. But Gibbo, Sean has always been a Dolphins hater. He's been that way right from the start.
He has, hasn't he?
Dolphins back from a bye, which makes it even more attractive because we know how good the bye teams have been. Are we going with that, Sean, as a method looking at betting? Or are we looking at it as an anomaly because it's only, what, a few weeks into this?
Yeah, we've only had sort of a couple of handfuls of buys to get a good read on. You wouldn't think, I thought later in the year you get, I would have thought it's going to have a bigger impact when players are really screaming out for a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
To get that freshen up.
275 Dolphins, $1.45 Storm. Mm. Only 6.5 is the start. To me, Sean, I love the Dolphins. That's way too thin.
Only 6.5.
I'm sorry, Melbourne. Again, like Penrith, this is the last week you want to play them for a while. They've got to be unlucky with this with this draw, Dolphins.
I was really hot on the Storm last week against the Broncos. It did, like, we got the bickies there, but I still think if Reynolds stays on that field for the full 80, I think we're seeing a very different result. Like the Storm of old, when a team loses their halfback after 15 or 20, that's a demolition job. We just didn't see it. I know they had a few calls go against them, as I said at the top of the show, but I wasn't convinced about the Broncos before last week, and I'm not really convinced about the Storm. To then go up to Suncorp, the Finns just find a way to keep covering. And Hamiso finds a way to keep scoring. 70 out of 10 has that click. So plus 6.5, convert a try. I'm okay to take the plus here about the Finns.
Okay. He shot Bambi, Wayne Bennett. Valance Tafare dropped. Yeah. Dropped. Branko Lee returns. Also, Jesse Bromwich is back. And Jared Wallace plays game number 200. Hammy!
Yeah. Well, I'm with Sean on this one. And, I mean, Joel just hammering away at a good line of length there with the hammer into the line. I mean, very tough to ignore. They're going to be fresh as well. Had a week off. You're right, Sean. They keep finding a way. They keep showing up. I was probably a bit hotter on the Storm until I heard your case there about no Reynolds. That probably helped them a little bit last week. I still think they win the game. If I'm going to have a bet here, it's probably Storm head to head. But I could take the Dolphins with the minus and the hammer as well.
Mm. Well, hang on, you got to make a pick. We're going Dolphins.
Yeah. Well,
come on, Hammy, you got to be decisive.
I'll go. Can I go Storm head to head?
Yes.
Into hammer anytime.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah, wow.
I've got the flair here. Woo. And I think the Dolphins are going to come out firing and score first. I don't think Melbourne's first try scoring record is particularly good this year, but the Storm to win. So Dolphins to score first, Storm to win, $4. Is that a popular bet? I think it's one of those sneaky ones that I found down the bottom of the list.
You have to go searching for it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Sharks, Newcastle, Coffs Harbour. I'm thinking points, Sean O. I think the weather's going to be okay for this game. God, the Sharks are a hard team to get a read on. That 80 minutes against Manly was their whole season in a nutshell. When they get hot, they get really hot, but then, boy, when they fade, they can fade. Manly had no right to be in this contest, but in the contest they were. Newcastle were good last week, Sean, against feeble defensive opposition, but odds here, Sharks, very warm favourites, $1.31. The line is 9.5. I suspect this will get to 10.5 at some point.
You think it's going that way? It's going north?
Well, you tell me. Yeah, you're the trader.
I think there might be a little bit of money around for the Knights in this one. It's so tricky because...
Really?
Yes, they're off a victory. Well, they're both off a victory, but I struggle to get the Knights game against Parramatta 2 weeks ago out of my head. That was one of the worst team performances you'll see all year. And then Kalen Ponga comes out last week and just puts the number one jersey for Queensland on his back himself. 3 try assists and a try. You think he's going to want to carry that form in just before Origin. That's the only argument you can make for Newcastle, is that he carries him. And I can't really get it to... It's just come down to 8.5 as well. So there has been a little move for the night. So I'm just leading the way of the Knights with this with that number.
Frizzell was outstanding last week. Again, he's in the mix. He'll know by Sunday if he's playing or not. All those calls, I assume, would have been made. Ponga, I worry, he played the game to prove himself.
Yeah, is he a handbrake job.
I just worry mentally, not meaning to, but I do worry the players do just take their foot off as we watch highlights on the vision of Newcastle scoring try after try. Coffs Harbour. I think we might get a lot of points here. Hammy, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm with you. Origin selection season. Kalen Ponga, I reckon he carries the form into this game. I don't mind him for a try at any stage. I'm going the Knights with the plus as well. And what is the total points in this one, Shawny? I'm with you. I think it's a...
It's high. It's high,
like
40s.
46.5.
Saturday, 3 p.m. Yeah, it's 46.5. Yeah.
I'm happy to take the overs in this one as well. But yeah, I think Knights plus 9.5. And Ponga to have another big game.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Who's got the flair? You've got the flair.
My flair. I'm sort of swimming against my tide in both my flares so far because I'm with the Knights to cover the line. But they're... The channel that does worry me is their left side defence. So I'm going to look to the Sharkies right, and it's particularly that left centre position. Jesse Ramey and 2 or more tries is my little Ricardo Flea. $8.25 in a game where we think there's going to be a lot of points. I can get around that.
What should have been in the So Wrong segment was me, Katoa and Nikara to score. Katoa scores, Nikara should, he tore them apart.
He
just couldn't get out. It's the same game multi, so not meant to be. Oh, no ideas committee. There was no way we're going to bring it. We need to give ideas committee a week off. So Sean Ormerod, I throw the middle part of the podcast over to you.
Yeah, no coincidence that Shug's away in my segment. It's really the people segment, Hammy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's back by popular demand. Shug's away, so I've just taken control of the reins here. Things you love to see in rugby league. Now, we're going to do a little tease towards Try July. Hammy, we know it's huge.
Love
the players
it.
Get around it. Sportsbet donates a bit of cash to a great cause as well. And this is a little tease. We're going to look at one of the great shithouse merchants of the NRL. We need to see more of this. Filthy Philip Sami, how he has become to known on this show.
Yes.
Now, he loves a try celebration. He was up to his old tricks on the weekend. So he goes over Big Gregory Marju there. Well, not Big Greg, because he gives him the little too small. Now, this is an NBA celebration. You're familiar with this one? I believe it's called the too small. So he says, no, I'm just going to fly over top of you. He would have got the 5K cash.
He would have.
For Try July. We would have paid that one.
Yeah.
But he has got some form. If we spin it back a couple of years, the Titans were playing Parramatta Eels, and he might just run over Clint Gutherson here, who is famous for one of the great trial celebrations, the Gutherino. So we're seeing it here if you are watching the show. Puts up the bond. Filthy Phil comes over the top, fend on Gutho, and then stands over him.
Quality.
Gives him a bit of his own medicine.
Quality.
With a Sammy Reno.
10K for rubbing a bit of salt into the wound.
Yeah, we might have doubled that one.
Yep.
So we want to see more from Filthy Phil, but not only does he have a try celebration in him, he can really stir the pot as well. I mean, a game against the Warriors, I think it might have been last year, he didn't even make this tackle. So he's involved in the play, but Brian Kelly does the majority of the work there. Then Filthy Phil just falls on Rocco Berry. He gets up, he's caused a bit of a stir, and wait for it. He gives Reece Walsh the seal clap, brother. Does anyone know what that is?
This one?
This one.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's a bit like Mick Ennis doing the Viking clap a few years ago.
It is, yeah.
Taking the fan.
I was on board with Phil Sami right until then.
Oh, really? Don't like that?
I don't like that when he doesn't make the tackle.
Yeah.
When he's just standing over him. Like, he fell on him. That's exactly right. But I'm pro Filthy Philip Sami.
Oh, huge.
Like
we need to get that name started as well.
They're probably competing for the same spot at some point, so he should have lauded it over him. No one has any problem with Gutho being given a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
All right. So Trichuli is back.
It's back again.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So there's a little teaser. So, Shug, you better get back quick smart because that's things you love to see in rugby league.
Friday 6... Mate, just call it stuff you may have missed. And pay Vossie the royalty. Dragons Roosters, Cogra, on Friday 6 p.m. Remember, this was a thriller on Anzac Day, 27-26, when the Roosters looked like they had them shot. The odds here, $1.45, $2.75. Roosters only minus 6.5. Only minus 6.5, and one problem here, Keary joined by Drew Hutchison in the halves. They just seem to be just plugging holes all the way through. Satili Tupanua starts, Angus Crichton back to the bench, Jake Turpin started last week, he's on the bench, Brandon Smith starts. Here's a question, Hammy. Are we going to get a better St. George Illawarra than we have been getting with the new coach?
Actually subscribe to the new coach theory. I think they lift a little bit here. Do they win? Not sure. Do they get within 6.5? I think so. Based on that, they only lost by a point on Anzac Day. So I think, Dragons with the start there. Points line, what are we talking here for this one, Shawnee? There's a bit of La Nina floating around in Sydney at the moment, but I don't see too many points.
This one's it's in the lowish category, 41.5.
Yeah, I think unders, and it's a terrible bet because you're just sitting there hoping nothing's going to happen. Yes.
We've lived that life for a long time, Hammy.
But I think unders, but I think Dragons get close.
I got to say, Sean, I look at this Dragons team. Lomax is back, and he's got some Filthy Phil Sammy tendencies, but he's a better player than what they had there.
Yep.
And I do like the move. No knock on Moses Mbai as a bloke, but he's not the future. Jacob Little at 9, Jaden Sullivan at 14. Ben Hunt's your best halfback. Go with Ben Hunt. I know it was nice to have Jaden Sullivan, and I think he's got to be involved a bit more. This is a far better 17 they're presenting here than what they had last week.
Yeah, 4 ticks already for his first game as head coach. Lomax back, Hunt where he should be, Little, not sure why he was ever out of the team in the first place, and Sullivan provided a bit of punch in 14. 14 is his spot, I think. There's so many just what-ifs in this game that makes me scared to sort of dive in, but I can't make the Roosters bigger than 6.5 the way they're travelling. They just don't cover these lines. They've only covered 3 from their 10 games so far this year, so Dragons for me.
No Joey Manu, and I'd like to see Sullivan at 6 with Hunt. I'm not sure Armone's giving them as much as possible, but anyway, we're all on the same page there. Woo! Hammy, if you think betting 41.5 is bad viewing, I'm betting alternate under 35.5 at $2.96. Wow. Now, did you say there was going to be weather in this game?
Well, there has been this week. It's cats and dogs out there at the moment. Yeah. And more to come, I believe. 6 p.m. Friday, this one as well. So, yeah.
All right. I'm the resident Tim Bailey on this panel. So we're just going to quickly dial up weather zone here. I think it's a small chance of showers, but nothing
even
too
a small
dramatic.
Chance.
Small chance. That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's like when you're listening. So I'm listening to a golf podcast at the moment for the PGA. We'll get to that exotic bet in them. I'm not listening for their selections. I just want them to justify my selection. It's a bit like the weather. You just want to hear something to just further cement your thinking.
Yep.
Canberra Manly. This is going to get a monster crowd down there. Sunday afternoon, Canberra is flying. Mm-hmm. How are you going, Shoto? How are you going? They were great against Parramatta. They're such an easy team to like. And you get on the Canberra bandwagon.
You know I've put the Raider hater tag to bed. I've been with them the last few weeks.
No, you haven't. You've said it with a smirk. Like right now, a smirk on your face.
I'm back.
$1.55. $2.45. That was their best win of the 5 by miles. Mm-hmm. No Zach Wolford. So Tom Starling starts. So he's not going to give you that punch off the bench. Danny Levi, who I think started the season as their number 9 and was pretty good, actually. He comes in. They're ticking all the boxes. Manly, Josh Schuster is back. Ben Trbojevic goes into the second row. I think that makes them better. Kilmer Tuolungi has some defensive deficiencies, to say the least. Much like St. George, I think Manly is a better team this week than they were last week. Turbo Tom, I thought he looked better last week, Sean. He's not there yet. I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to see the best of Manly in this game.
Really? Mm. Well, it all comes down to the
best
of Tom.
Might be enough to cover, but I think we're going to see the best of them that we than we have for a few weeks.
This feels like one of those games where Freddie's probably just going to get on the phone to Tommy and go, you need to actually show me something here or you're not getting picked. So that's a little bit alarming, but from what I've seen, I can't see him going from that 60-70% that he's going at now to full tilt in 1 week. So Raiders have been doing some good things, and knowing what I was seeing from Manly and Turbo, the scoreline flattered Manly last week. I think we can all agree on that. I'm with the Raiders, cover the start at home.
Jake Trbojevic is also back. Does that sway your thinking at all, Hammy Goodman?
No, I've been talking a little bit about guys getting up for Origin and Origin time, but I'm with you. I just don't know about poor old Tommy, if he's going to be able to go to that next kind of gear. Raiders on a heater. They've won 5 in a row, but they've all been by 1-12. So I think Raiders 1-12 might be the play for this particular game. Yeah, too good at home. Canberra up and about. Milk for me.
Okay. Yeah. I like Manly with the start. 4.5. I think this is going to be a very, very tight contest. But they will get 20,000 plus there in Canberra. Right, Shauno, your turn.
Yeah. Woo! Ricardo Flair. I think it's been 6 or 7 weeks in a row now where, and this might be a little sugar stat that I've stolen from him while he's on holidays, the right winger of the opposing team against Manly has scored at least one. I think it's 7 weeks in a row now. So we're going back to the well. Jordy Rapana, that edge has been, they've been in all sorts. And I know Tuolangi defends on that edge as well, and he might be out this week, but not sure that's the answer. J-Raps, 2 or more, $4.40. Ricardo.
Well, he only needs one to get his 100th in first grade. And again, I would say this to Joel if he was here, so I've got no problem saying it. Why does he have to remind us that he picks Manly's right winger? Like, every time it happens, he's got to tweet it straight away. Well done. You know football. Joel knows football. He doesn't need to keep proving it.
Astute mind.
Canterbury versus Gold Coast. There's damning with faint praise. Canterbury versus Gold Coast. Our 7th best game of the weekend. I wonder if we're going to get points here. Homebush, $2.05. The Dogs. Titans, $1.77. I'd love to know the Titans' record as favourite, Sean, over the years. I'm tipping not particularly good. $1.5. If you want the Titans, you've got to give up 1.5. Josh Adokar back. That would seem to me to be the big one. And Cole Oluapu goes into the 5/8 role. That had to happen because Josh Reynolds, that wasn't going to last long at number 6, although he will come off the bench.
Yeah, and with those two changes, I can make the Bulldogs favourites in this one. And with those two, Fox in immediately makes the Bulldogs attack 10 times better. And Carl Oluapu actually starting as well. He is an attacking, flary type of player. So it does lead me to points. This one is 46.5 as well, just like the game before, the Sharkies game. This one should have a 5 in front of it, I believe.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is Sunday.
You've got a lot of faith in Canterbury to score points.
Fox back. Yep. Fox back. He's going to make a statement as well to try and get picked for Origin. The Titans just can't tackle. On average, they're leaking 30 points per game the last month or so. So very suitable team to find your mojo against.
They could be the mentally weakest side I've ever seen. Not the worst side, because they can play football, but the mentally weakest. When one thing goes against them, it's all over. Tanner Boyd playing his 50th game. Funny thing is, I look at this line. David Fifita, Hammy's probably playing as good as he's ever played.
Yeah.
And he's on a team that keeps throwing away victories. Do you think they can get the job done against the Dogs?
This is so tight. I mean, what, the line's 1.5 points.
1.5, yeah.
And that's spot on. Bit of a toss of the coin, this one, to be honest with you. I like the overs, for sure. I'm on board there. Fox, points approved. I think that's a big factor as well. I know I'm not up for a flare here, but Fox 2+. He's got 2+ in his last 3 against the Titans. So he got a hat-trick, I think, last time he played him as well. A lot of points. I don't know. I think I probably was leaning towards the Titans, but couldn't tell you. It's just going to be a high-scoring game.
It's one of those games, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were not in the contest against the Warriors. Oh, I'm going to go Titans here because at least I know the Titans are going to give me 20-plus points, probably 26. At least I know that going in.
Yeah.
Can the Dogs go with them? What I do believe, I found this bet. I haven't bet it for a long time. First try scorer. I don't believe that's hard enough to get on its own. So I've gone the first try scorer, Quinella. First and second try. In either order, Alofi Khan Pereira and Josh Adokar. As long as they score the first or second try, you're going to get $34 about that. I'm very confident about Adokar. Because you got to figure, he's all they've got in attack, really. You can just see, first scrum of the game, Burton kicks downfield, Adokar. But it's either Khan Pereira or Sami for me for the Gold Coast. $34, hey.
Yep.
$10 away, What's the biggest flare
we've had? I think you had a 23.
Yeah, Tom Dearden.
Tommy Dearden.
There's an $18 one as well at some point. So, you know, mine as well. Gibbo has judged this the worst game of the round. Nathan Gibbons, if you want to tweet him. West Tigers versus North Queensland. Worst game of the weekend. It's at Leichhardt, 5:30 Saturday. Cowboys only $1.60. I say only. That's very good odds if you like the Cowboys here. The last time they were here was the Tommy Radonikis farewell game where they tried to send him off and the chairman of the club decided to brandish the Tommy jersey. Great day for the Tigers. In designer clothing. I thought it was wonderful. 5:30. I'm going to let you go here first, Hammy.
Yep.
Tigers are playing almost as good as any team outside the top eight right now.
Agree. Well said. And I'll be having a word to Gibbo straight after this, because for this to be ranked the eighth best game of the round is a disgrace. It's a bit of respect for the eighth wonder as well. 5:30, twilight. It's going to go off. Bit worried as a Tigers fan about the Cowboys starting to string a few together, not looking as bad as they were probably a month ago. But at least the Tigers have ripped in. They've defended okay. Okay, blew out last week a little bit towards the end. Hate doing it again, but total points unders. I'm thinking probably in this one. And Tigers with the start. I think they can win the game, but I'll take them with the plus 4.5. Yeah.
All right.
I agree. Cowboys just beat up on a hapless Dragons last week. Don't really think you can read a lot into that. And Tigers, as I said, were in that game up to their eyeballs for, you know, more than an hour. So I think the scoreline in that South game for the Tigers has probably kept their price up. And I think they're a great bet here at Leichhardt.
Ooh. So this is what the Cowboys do. They do beat up on bad teams. That's how they got into the top four last year. They just kept pinching.
They do it at home. That's where they do it.
Yeah, but they do it. They're 4-1 against teams outside the top eight this year.
Mm.
They can't beat the good teams. And this, I see the Cowboys, as we watch highlights of their win against the Dragons. And look, they were lucky here. The blokes sent to the sin bin. They scored 3 tries, game over. But I think they've found something in the last couple of weeks. And again, much like the Titans, at least we know they're going to score points, and you're just not sure about the Tigers if they where their points are going to come from. Luke Brooks, 200th. Good. Well done to him to do that under the intense scrutiny that he has. I'm going to go Cowboys here, not with a lot of faith. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hammy, you've fallen into the get them on side abyss.
Where's my... Woo! It's happening. It's happening this week. Twile any time. Okay, imagine the scenes. Twilight, Leichhardt, beautiful drone shots coming over the field.
They will have drones for that, I reckon.
They will. I set it up at Magic Round when I thought it was going to happen there. Buddy Franklin, 1,000th goal style, swarming the field.
Yep. At a minimum.
Cheer him off.
You should lead the charge, Hammy, that red shirt.
Would we? No, I'll put the Tigers gear on and my little Tiger hat that I wear.
Yes.
Would Sportsbet stump up the fine there?
I reckon if we
can't find all of us, if we go together,
exactly, yours, yeah,
they can't find all of us. I think it happens this week. As a creative, I love well-crafted scripts. I don't think you can script it any better. Twile at home.
$40.
Problem is, everyone knows when they're within the 10 that the Tigers are actually trying to get him a try. So the defence actually jams in on him.
You should have heard him at Magic Round. They were cheering, weren't they, when he was getting the...
He got one of the loudest... I did that game. He did one of the loudest cheers of the day.
Yeah.
In a game that went down to the last play. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Where were you when it happened? We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Oh, there'll be a T-shirt there for sure.
And then don't forget as well, if he does score, we've got the pies to give out at their next home game as well to commemorate the meat pies.
Oh,
his first try.
This is good stuff. Yep. All right. We're bringing this back, the exotic bet of the week. PGA Championship. Now, I was going to get clever and do the Quinella like I always do. Quinella market's not up yet. So John Rahm will never be $8.50 in a major if he wins this, he'll never be $8.50 in a major, not for the next 10 years. He is only equal favourite. That is a joke. He is the best player in the world by so far right now. It's not funny. Scotty Scheffler, the equal favourite, can't putt. Now, Scotty could win this tournament, and he'll be there and thereabouts. But John Rahm, he should be $6. $8.50. And by the way, if you bet Shiv in succession, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I don't think it's going to happen for us. We've got 2 weeks left. I don't think it's going to happen for us. I think there's a chance the company will collapse. Do you watch Succession?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Okay. It's on the list.
Very good. Yep. Very good. Anyway, that was our exotic bet of the week. We were close, but not close enough with best bets. Let's look at that for round number 12. So let's see. I went clever. I got the Raiders up, but the under missed by a point of a point. Can you imagine? What, 0.5? Now, can you imagine? I was the anchor. Had Joel not let us down with Dragons, and I felt a bit sorry for him here because, that sin bin cruel him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we got done by that? Because the unders at no point was in danger. Wasn't it 2-2?
That's one of those ones where we make a little phone call to HQ and see what we can do for the punters, I think. It's one of those ones.
Is that right, Trader? Melbourne, can you clip that up on tape for me? I need that at some point. You came good, Storm. Frankly, never in doubt, to be honest. 2.5 they gave up. I know it only finished an 8-point game, but you always felt comfortable there. Hammy, you get to kick us off with best bets.
Yes, I'm going to go with the Fox, anytime try scorer. I like his form line against the Titans. Origin week as well, Origin selection week. So I think he gets across the stripe for at least one. A little bit short, a little bit boring.
He's $1.74. That's fantastic odds.
You happy with that?
That's fantastic.
Mm. Points in the
you
game.
To have Alex Twall at $14. He's got no chance of scoring. And he's $1.74.
That's what we do. That's what we're all about here, Dan.
Twall does score this weekend, though.
Well, I'll be on it. Sean.
Yeah, I can't really believe I am saying this as my best bet. Didn't think at any point during this show's storied career or history that I would put this up as a best bet. But here we are. West Tigers head-to-head. I can't get this...
Best bet.
I can't get this past a toss of the coin. $2.35 on offer. I'm actually absolutely going to back the plus 4.5. That's definitely going to get backed. But in terms of just absolute value, put me down for the West Tigers.
I think you're right. I think I like Cowboys, but $2.35 is pretty good. And speaking of value, I just don't see how South are not even money to win by 13 plus over Parramatta. I could not believe the line was 8.5. Only 8.5. South are playing the best football they've played in this run, and Parramatta's playing the worst. Mm. So that all up is a very tasty $9.81. Now, please tell me we're moving that up. I don't want to have people tweet
me again. I get slandered
saying,
everywhere.
Oh, we'll power play, which we're not available, but we'll power play it and we get better odds than what Sean offers us. All right, let's offend some people. Let's do this. Ben Simmons. It's not that he has really spat in the face of Australian basketball. It's not that he has proven to be a very soft player who doesn't seem to want to play basketball, yet seems to want to collect checks. It's the fact that he seems to rub it in when a team that by all rights let him go because he didn't want to play for them because they had the temerity to say he wasn't taking enough shots. He put a shot up as these old Philadelphia 76ers were being beaten in a playoff series. With a glass of wine, he was toasting their demise. I'm embarrassed by Ben Simmons. Is that too harsh? It started, I always defended him because people said, this bloke, he's selfish, he doesn't want to play for Australia. And I said, no, wait, give it to the Olympics. He'll play in the Olympics. Australia's good. Paddy Mills, Joe Ingles, Aaron Baines, we're building here. So they create a series in Melbourne. You probably went. The Australia v USA at Docklands, the worst basketball venue you could
imagine. Sit on the floor, sort of set up.
Yeah. 55,000 there. The floor side seats were actually under the floor. Yeah. You had to stand up and peek over. Yeah. Ben Simmons lets them down for professional obligations. Didn't want to play. Don't worry, he'll be there for the Olympics. His Philadelphia 76ers are knocked out. he has to go work on his jump shot. He said no to Australia. Okay, fine. Where was he working on his jump shot? At Wimbledon with his girlfriend sitting centre court. That was where he worked on his jump shot. Then he all of a sudden, he has some mental issues in terms of struggling to shoot, and that's fine. That happens. That can happen to any athlete. He got the yips. Crucial playoff game, open shot, doesn't take it. Again, fine, has the yips. The coach said, that hurt us. Absolutely right. Ben Simmons decides to sook, doesn't want to play for them anymore, sits out. They move him on to Brooklyn. This is a guy we claim is an Australian. Brooklyn take him knowing he has got a back injury, he has got some back issues. He's available for the fourth game of a playoff series, but all of a sudden they're 3-0 down. Ben Simmons decides to sit out because he doesn't want to get tagged with a clean sweep as if it's his fault. We have not produced a more selfish athlete in this country. Ben Simmons, it's shameful that we have to refer to him as Australian. Thank you. That's my shooting Bambi.
Bit of a shoot. Now, by no means do I want to hijack your segment, Dan, but there's a...
You've had a good show, Hammy. Don't let it go.
There's a clip that I found featuring... the West Tigers' very own Alex Twal, who will be scoring this weekend. He did a little promo with a local business out in the west of Sydney. I want to just roll a quick 30-second clip. It's up to you to kind of identify and then subsequently shoot Bambi. Stick with it. It goes for about 30 seconds. Right. You can't miss Bambi.
As big boys, we love a good cheat meal.
But Sheensy's got us on a pretty strict diet.
So here's a Karaka chicken sandwich recipe using KFC's hot and crispy boneless chicken.
Hey, bro, don't tell the coach.
For our coleslaw, we go
shredded cabbage,
grated carrot,
pepper,
some mayo,
and then we go celery salt,
a bit of apple cider vinegar,
and then a bit of honey,
and finally some mustard.
And now we mix.
And there's our coleslaw.
And for our sauce, we go mayo,
a bit of barbecue sauce,
and now we're just adding a bit of honey, a
splash of lemon juice,
and a pinch of pepper.
Care to do the honors?
And there you go.
CEO approved.
Oh, Justin Pascoe turns up. I've had enough wax at him.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know what more needs to really be said.
No, the video says it all.
How's he managed to crowbar his way into that?
Yeah, I'm hungry after that.
That is an outstanding sandwich. Who do we know who?
I don't know who it is. Twiley's tag.
There it is. Look at him. Look at him.
Look at him.
It's the moustache that just is the topper. Like the lower low sand moustache that I think just takes it to an even another level.
You can sniff out a camera a mile away, that bloke, can't
just he? Like he didn't have the muscle top on with the tattoos and the biceps sort of
all right,
popping
well,
out.
Well played.
On that note.
Now, I'm in Joel's chair. Should I show us out?
Yes, let's do it.
Well done. Nice debut, Hammy Goodman.
And, of course, the best tip we can give you is set a deposit limit. See you next week. How's that?
And with all the Joel Cain sincerity as well.
How's that?
Well played.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.